27-0 the first time. This is sort of new territory now facing a team like that. Do you expect them to really change a lot of stuff on defense?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I don't know about change a whole lot. I think, you know, I don't think anybody likes to get beat like that. So anytime you get an opportunity to play a team, that was how it went the first round. I think they're going to bring a little extra juice. They've been playing pretty well since we played them 4 games ago or however long ago it was. The defense has been playing pretty well. You know, so it's definitely going to be another test. You know, it's week in and week out. It's a challenge every week to go out and execute, figure out the game plan, work on it during the week, fine tune it, and go execute it on Sunday. So it's going to be a challenge, definitely.
Receivers say they're making these ridiculous plays in practice. It's not translating to the, how do you kind of go with them and get them confidence-wise that this stuff can get turned around?
You just got to keep throwing it to them. You know, outside of Marquise, you know, there's not a whole lot of guys out there that have a whole lot of game experience. You know, Keelan's kind of been there all season. Didi's just coming on. Mick's coming on. So you just got to continue to do it and continue, I think, to get those reps. I think give those guys the opportunity to show them, you know, that I have all the trust in the world in them and we know they're going to make a play. You know, we just got to give them the opportunity to do so.
Was the plan against Arizona to get Keelan and Didi extremely involved because you knew Lee was going to be covered?
You know, I don't think it was that we figured Patrick Peterson was going to follow Marquise around, and as good of a football player as he is, you know, that kind of that, you know, that's a challenge for any receiver. So we knew that you know, Marquise would be a little bit limited in what we could do with him. So those guys had to step up and do some other things. And I thought, you know, they did a good job. You know, that was a game going into kind of like you just said, we knew that was going to happen. So it was, you know, let's make sure we can get Didi and Keelan some shots.
No mystery, you guys want to run it, but also the evidence is there the last few weeks that it's been a struggle to run it. What are you seeing in that, and what's the fix, you guys believe?
Yeah, you know, I think it's just execution. You know, we've had good plans going into the past couple of weeks and just haven't been able to execute. You know, it's obviously tough running into, you know, loaded boxes, but we understand that that's what we're going to get and that's what we're going to face. And we've done it before. You know, it's not like they're just starting to do that. They've done it about all year. So we know what we got to do. You know, I think the guys up front take great pride in that and opening up holes against those heavy boxes, because that's something that's hard to do. So I think it just comes down to execution, everybody taking care of their job, and being able to create some running lanes for our guys.
Is it natural now for them to not crash those ends after you had some success last week?
You know, I think that's probably the, you know, the reaction for the next couple weeks after we put that on tape is, you know, it's something that, you know, they'll maybe have to practice and be aware of because, you know, we did some good things with it against Arizona. So it helps maybe hold some defensive ends. You know, maybe we get an extra couple cutbacks because that guy's not closing as hard. So hopefully it helps out with the run game.
You guys always preach the next man up mentality. Can you talk about how tough of an adjustment it was for you when you lost A-Rob? A style of receiver gives you the physicality, the vertical jump, the
right.
One-on-one matchup.
Yeah.
How tough
that's
was
tough.
That?
You know, that's extremely tough. I think the world of A-Rob. I think he's an unbelievable receiver. You know, that's going to have an unbelievable career for a long time. You know, I think anytime you lose a guy like that, like you said, that can run and jump and, you know, catch and run the routes the way he does. And it was fun to watch him just get so much better over the offseason. You know, went out to Arizona with him and Hearns. He put a ton of work in, came back in unbelievable shape, and it was by far the best that we had ever seen him look. And he's one of those guys, too. It's like you kind of just throw it near him and you don't even worry about it because you know he's going to catch it or, worst case, break it up. You know, anytime on any team you lose a guy of that caliber, it's tough. You know, it's a tough thing. But, you know, like you said, it's next guy up, and those guys have done a good job of kind of picking up that slack.
Play with what's around you and some of the struggles in year four and into December, a lot on the line. Do you put anything extra on you and say, hey, it's time to elevate? I got to elevate my game even more than I have or feel like I should have.
Right. You know, I don't know if it's a thought process you had. I think everybody kind of understands that we're entering December football and, you know, kind of getting down to the nitty-gritty and when stuff matters. And we got to be at our best, you know. So it's kind of everything that's happened up to this point. It all mattered a lot and was super important. But it was like, you know, let's make sure we've made corrections on all these mistakes and learned from it because now it's time to be on and ready to go and kind of clicking on all cylinders going into December. You know, here at the end. So I think that's important. I don't think, you know, you consciously put any extra pressure on yourself to do that.
You had success Sunday with the no huddle, the run play for a touchdown. And do you foresee more of those plays? So what do you like about the element of surprise to the defense? I mean, what's your whole thoughts about
it? Yeah, I'm a big fan of it. You know, I think it's something that we haven't done a whole lot of this year. But I think the times that we have hopped into no huddle, we've been effective in it and moved the ball and put up points. And I think it kind of allows you, you know, it kind of takes the defense out of doing some of that crazy stuff. You know, I think that was kind of the big key in Arizona was they're bringing all types of pressures. And, you know, when you get up on the ball and you're going, you know, it's tough to get those defensive calls in and set up and doing all that. So that's how that's, you know, part of it. You know, another thing was Patrick Peterson didn't follow Marquise around. We went no huddle. He just left him alone. So you can move him around a little bit. So it helps with different things, with different matchups and stuff like that. It's definitely something that that we're aware of. I know Nathaniel's a big fan of it, and he likes doing it. So I think it's definitely possible that we could do more of it.
Speaking of those pressures, a couple times that safety's coming off the edge completely unblocked. What kind of happened on those plays?
Yeah, you know, they did a good job. You know, Tyrann Mathieu's a really good football player and does stuff like that every week. So some of it is you know, us not getting the right call, you know, from communicated for me to the line and getting that executed. Some of it's just them, you know, beating us, and then I just got to be able to get the ball out quick or make a miss and make a play. You know, so it's a bit of everything, you know, and I think it definitely all starts with me and getting that communication started and, you know, for us being able to pick it up.
How much of a concern are those type of plays just because of the sort of impact they could have? I mean, that's easy strip set.
Right. You know, we kind of talk about it. You know, we want to just make sure if there's a free guy coming that, you know, it's in front of us, you know, so it's never, we talk about protecting the backside all the time. That's our kind of number one rule. So if there is a guy coming free, you can see it so that stuff doesn't happen. You don't get stripped or sacked from behind. Worst case scenario, you take a sack, you know, hopefully you get rid of it. You can find a check down. You know, but not turn the ball over and kind of let play another down.
How often at this point do you still see new pressures?
You know, we saw a couple last week against Arizona. That was one of the more pressure-happy games that I think we've been a part of in a while. And they did some different stuff. You know, I think kind of each week, depending on who you're playing, I think there's a good chance that you could see a couple, one or two, that aren't necessarily different or something you haven't seen before, but just something they haven't necessarily showed this season, you know, or a mix-up from how they played it, you know, the first time, you know, when you get into playing these divisional opponents for a second time.
Blake, Jeremy Parnell has kind of a rugged, tough guy kind of presence. How important is that to the offensive line when he's in there?
Yeah, I think it's huge. You know, he's a guy that I think he takes a lot of pride in being out there and playing. You know, I know these past couple of weeks of him not being there, you know, that's hurt him, you know, not being able to go play. You know, so I think him, you know, that whole group is, you know, kind of like that. I think with Linder and Cam and AJ and Pat and those guys kind of all take on that similar mindset. You know, so it's good to see that.
Be cool to wear the shoes on Sunday?
Yeah. Yeah, that stuff's always cool. So I get a chance to represent my foundation, and, you know, so does everybody else. So I think it's pretty cool that, you know, the NFL kind of lets us do that.
You said in your video that you've been around mentally handicapped. Can you give me some background?
Yeah. So when I started in high school, there was a thing called Challenger Football League, and it was just mentally and physically disabled kids playing flag football, and it was kind of like a thing for the guys on the high school varsity team. Friday night we'd play, and then Saturday morning we'd go help out with that, and, you know, because kind of each one needs a buddy to help them out. So we go, and it became a thing. It was kind of tradition, so I started doing it in my freshman year of high school and did it all the way through, and then my brother came into high school, and he did the same thing. You know, so we became very close with one family. You know, obviously made a lot of friends and connections through it all, but became very close with one family, and it just made a big impact on our lives and meant a lot.
Rewarding.
Yeah, yeah. I think very, you know, because there's not a whole lot of things for kids that have disabilities like that to be able to do. So I think, you know, for kids like that to be able to go run around on a Saturday morning and have fun, and, you know, a lot of them get to come to the game on Friday night, watch the high school game. They're watching games on TV on Saturday and Sunday. So for them to go out there and participate in that, it's a pretty special thing to watch.